NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
We've got Sam in the studio. What's up?
Kia ora.
Hello.
It's
g'day.
Three quarters of you. Who's here? Introduce yourself.
I'm Callum.
What's your last name?
Gunn.
I'm Grant Sheridan.
And I'm Brad Shoebridge.
And what do you all play in the band?
I do guitars and a little bit of percussion sometimes.
I do drums and percussion most of the time.
Well, that's the first time you got that one.
Yeah.
Usually it's precussion.
Wow.
I always say percussion.
Precussion's that sounds like a concussion. Like a pre-concussion.
It's,
yeah.
It's what you get up to before you do the thing that gives you a concussion.
Yeah. Or it's a precussion.
In my case, that's running a relay race in intermediate school.
Did you get a concussion from that?
Yeah,
me, that's getting hit in the head with a hammer that you're using.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
Oh, the scar's still there. It's still very meaty.
What do you play, Grant?
Guitar, and I do voice.
Very nice. We're talking about Sia, the album. This is like the second Sia. There was an EP called Sia, and now there's the album called Sia.
Yes.
Yep.
And is it the final one? Is that true, or?
That's it.
Why? What's happening?
I'm old. I'm
fair
old
enough.
And career requirements are really hammering me. So something had to cease.
Fair enough. I feel you on that.
I'm not stopping music, but I'm ceasing being in an active band.
Yeah, because it's quite a lot of energy when you perform out.
Yeah, and time. And trying to organize being places and also turning up.
The first track they were talking about is Smoke Today. What's that track about?
So it's about two things, or three, depending on who I'm telling it to. The short version is it's about getting beaten up by the cops. The long version is I was watching the film THX-1138 and the cops in that are androids, and they're shiny, and the lead character is escaping from this underground future society. Getting beaten up by the cops.
That sounds scary. Very sci-fi. Are you scared of robots?
No, but I am scared of cops.
Are androids and robots the same thing?
No. Oh. Robots can be anything. Androids are humanoid. Yeah.
True.
Oh, you learned something. This is Smoke by Sia.
We'll be right back.
We've got some air drumming going on in the studio. I'm curious about like how do you all write the music? Like, do you jam it out or does someone come up with something in?
Both. So sometimes we just half write a song. Well, I do at home and don't bother finishing it and bring it in. And other times you completely write a song. And then other times it just spontaneously turns up while you're in the room.
Yeah. I think it kind of depends how important to the song the structure is.
Yeah. Sometimes there's like some really disparate sort of ideas happening that actually the idea, which are really hard to explain to people using adjectives. So the easiest way is to actually record it and show them. They're like, oh, that's what you mean by having that.
And then you get the feelings.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all about the feelings, eh?
Yeah, and then the herbs 2000%. And spices.
Yeah, all the herbs and the spices.
And the sauces then get added on later.
Yeah.
Damn, this is...
spicy dish.
This track is Harness. And what's the story behind this one?
This one's about solar power, right?
I didn't write this one.
This one's written by Zach, and it's all about harnessing the power of the sun. And yeah, to me it's like super sick because that like feels super eco and all that buzz.
It sounds very powerful.
And, yeah, I like this one because I think it was the first one that I used. I got this like massive China symbol, which has like a chain on it, and so like chain and harnessing and all that buzz.
It's so punk.
Yeah. Yeah. Shouts out to Wally's. They've got an amazing symbol collection there. So if you're in the market for some symbols, head to Wally's.
Good tips.
They're good people.
Good tips from Bridge. Yep. This is Harness by Sia. That was Harness by Sia. The next track that we have is Have It Your Way. What's the way?
Callum?
Me?
Yeah. You titled this one.
Well, yeah, kind of. wait, what? What fast? Isn't it like? Isn't it Subway's?
I feel it sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
this is totally a jam. This song.
Yeah, this is like one of the earliest things that we ever did, and then it didn't get recorded. Well, at least to this kind of like state until
it's
now.
It's kind of funny because it's the song of ours that probably has the least structure, and it's based on like quite a simple idea, but it was also because of that, it was also kind of the hardest to I guess realize and to be able to, and like there was periods of time where we didn't really know how to play it live
and we just wouldn't and, play it.
Yeah. And also I personally have a real nerdy story about the song, not this version obviously, but we asked to open for Shellac when they came here, and the promoter was like, send through we need like a recording so that we can send it through to the band because they like to listen to who they have opening for them. And we kind of had some recordings in the mix, but they weren't quite ready yet. So I used to do a bit of audio engineering, and I was like, okay, I'll try and whack it together. And so we took like the unmixed version of this song, and I did some mixing on it, knowing that I still don't know to this day if Steve Albini actually listened to it or if anyone in the band did, and then we didn't get picked open for this.
Oh.
I'm sure that's why.
Steve no, Albini actually, to be, the mix was they, shit,
like. I think they have a policy, I believe, of if they can getting non-male fronted bands to open for them.
That's a good bus.
It's which is banner.
Yeah.
It's a very strong policy they have to demasculinize, basically get rid of the toxic energy in the crowd.
Of which there was a lot.
Yeah.
It was such a nerd fest.
They're so aware of some of the douchebags that like that band that they're just like, God. Oh.
I guess, yeah, you got to know your audience, eh?
Yeah.
And it's a horrible thing if your audience kind of sucks.
Yeah, you must be like, oh, so disappointed. Like, oh, you can't be like, oh, I love my fans, but you're just like, oh, yeah. I kind of, oh, thanks for supporting us.
That but happens and just runs away with you, I guess.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. You totally missed the irony and sarcasm of all our music.
Cool. This is the last track, Have It Your Way by Sia.
I got something else like hella nerdy to say about this. Like the drum rhythm in this, like the footwork, is from like footwork music itself. So there's like, it's like kind of like a reference to Chicago footwork and joke music, which isn't like usually what you get when you cross over with like large guitar music. But yeah, so for people who are into that type of thing, that's underneath there as well.
And also that explains, It's good to explain that to people because a lot of things they'll be like, oh, that's weird.
And what then the like, fuck?
And then you, when you actually explain something as simple as that, then it kind of like ties together the whole thing much more nicely and simply. And you're like, oh, okay, yeah, that is weird, but now I understand it.
It's got context.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's Have It Your Way by Sia. From their latest album, full album of the same name, Sia, S-E-I-E.
Sia.
S-E-I-E?
S-E-I-E.
Yeah.
S-E-I-E? Huh? S-E-R-E.
S-E-R-E.
S-E-R-E. There we go.
A-D-D-C.
Where can people get your music?
Sere666.bandcamp.com. So S-E-R-E, then 666.bandcamp.com. Yeah. The tapes are there. You can get the tapes. All the art was designed by Grant right here.
Mm-hmm.
I chose what color tape we're going to get. So I'm pretty stoked about that.
Oh, what color?
It's purple. See-through purple.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm real into it. And it's got no labels on it, which I'm also real into.
Love that.
And that was your first choice before anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So it was like an ideal outcome, really. And they're only $10. So like, go cop them. We're actually losing money on every single one of them. So like, chuck us some money.
Hey,
it's main.
Go cost us some money.
Bridge needs to buy new shoes.
Yeah, yeah. I need to buy some new sneakers.
Yeah, he's got holes.
I don't even have full shoes on right now.
We're not even joking. He's wearing two different scuffs on. One's camo and one's semi-Adidas.
Yeah.
That's very true. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for having us.
It's all good.
It was a real
treat. That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.